Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Zach Beach. Zach, are you ready to do this?
George, I was born ready. Let's hit the ground running. Thank you very much. I'm honored to be on your show.
I like it. Let's do this. Zach is an entrepreneur, real estate investor, real estate coach, and marketer. I'm excited to have you on. Zach, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a real estate investor, and also I coach and consult or advise people on how to buy and sell real estate without using their own cash credit or asking investors for money. And we can certainly dive into that. The reason why we do that is because my father-in-law back in 08 kind of got caught with his pants down when the real estate market crashed. So we wanted to make sure that from here on out, we are investing more conservatively in a more safer manner. So that's why we craft up the business this way. Me personally, I didn't come from a real estate background. I actually was a bartender and personal trainer out of college. So I did that for about 4 years. And then one day I just knew that I needed to do something else as I was burning the candle on both ends. Sure. I was serving drinks at night and then training the same people early in the morning. So I didn't get much sleep. So I just went to my father-in-law who started the business and said, hey, let's try this. Dove on into real estate. Didn't know if I was going to like it or not, but you know, 3 years later, done well over 100 deals. And now we're helping out, you know, hundreds of students and 50 plus associates around the country build and scale their business on how exactly we do it now. So 28 years old, I'm having fun doing it and definitely, can see how real estate can absolutely change people's lives.
Nice. I like it. So from really no background in it at all to really diving in with both feet, doing 100 deals and learning all about the business, how has your perspective changed over that couple of years?
Yeah, it's been a completely different change, right? Just from who I would hang out with, you know, being a bartender, right? You are who you hang out with. Just like who I was constantly surrounded by on a day to day basis to who I'm surrounded with now. The sky's the absolute limit. I mean, of course, there's limiting beliefs of absolutely everyone has limiting beliefs, but to pull yourself out of being a bartender, you know, kind of grinding away to then now being surrounded by some of the most successful people around the world in different aspects is the perspective has changed dramatically, especially on, you know, what I thought was possible.
Yeah, in a pretty short amount of time too, right? It's pretty cool how you can change, you know. I don't know how much your life has necessarily changed, but it sounds like quite a bit, and we're all able to do that in not that long. It doesn't always take that long, so.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. It's just, it's always, as soon as you make the decision, right? Time lasts forever if you're sitting on the fence, but as soon as you make the decision and you make a commitment, then things can change pretty rapidly, especially if you're willing to put the time and the effort into personal growth, and that's where I hang my hat primarily. Definitely nowhere close to where I want to be and nowhere I want to see as being an expert at this personal growth thing. But I know I try day in and day out to better myself.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So let's just use me as an example. Let's assume that I'm interested and I've made decisions to become more financially successful. I've paid off debt. I've saved up some money. I've got a 401k at work, but I'm also interested in getting into real estate. So how would you coach me on just getting started?
Yeah, so I mean, there's many niches in real estate. So let's just assume that you really wanted to dive into our niche, which is buying and selling on terms, or using or without using your own cash, credit, no money down type deals.
Okay.
And you decide that we're the best coach for you, right? I'm not naive enough to think that I'm the best person or my family is the best coach for you. But let's say that's the case. I would start with just the basics, right? I want you to make sure that you understand the basic processes associated with the business. And I really want to make sure you understand how you can help people because we are in the people business. So as soon as you've grasped that, then it's really just we've set up this system and these basic steps in place in order for you to acquire properties and then sell them. The systems are there. It's pretty self-explanatory at this stage of the game. We've helped many people do it. It's just really more of, okay, man, are you committed to taking some time outside of your work schedule in order to grow a business? Because that's really what we're here to do. We're here to teach you how to grow a business and then use that business as an investment and to build, you know, large amounts of wealth down the road.
Got it. I love it. So I let's assume that I am committed. How much time are we talking? What are the resources that I'll need to be ready to commit to in terms of time, money, and attention?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So, what you would have to commit to is I would say first it would have to depend on your goal and how rapidly you'd want to increase your wealth and your investments. But let's just say that you're just looking to do a single deal a month.
Okay.
I would say you're going to be committing somewhere between say 5 to 7 hours a week. We don't teach you to do anything that's going to cause massive overhead other than a couple setup things such as website, setting up a couple systems as far as, you know, your phone system and then also how to attract the leads that you're looking to attract in order to have conversations with. But primarily our business is a people-to-people business. As soon as you have the leads coming in or a good source, then it's really just conversations. And then we have a 7-step process that brings you from the initial conversation until getting the property under contract. So as far as commitment, it's really just committing to learn the business, learning how to talk to people. And then once you have those, like your scripts down, then it's just working people through a follow-up process and allowing the system to do their job.
Okay, got it. So when you say one deal a month, that means I'm acquiring a residential property or just some kind of piece of real estate?
Yeah, great question. So we primarily focus on single family homes. We buy throughout the country, so we're in multiple markets. But let's say just a single family home would be a property under contract because we buy with little to no money down. So we're really just buying the property on a contract, and then eventually we will sell it. And we sell it through a rent-to-own program as our primary exit strategy. So we're selling to those who are looking to become homeowners. They just need time in order to become mortgage ready.
Got it. Okay. So how am I making money on when I do one of these deals?
Yeah, that's fantastic. You guys are going to love this. So we actually get paid. We get paid three different ways. And of course, I stated at the beginning that we put little to no money down. So when you're doing a no money down contract or to buy a property, the return is infinite, right? Because you haven't put any money in the deal. So talking about investment wise, I mean, infinite is it's fantastic. I don't think you get any better than that. So when we buy our property, we're buying it. We have three or four different techniques, but let's just stick to like the basic one that I'd say is a majority of the deals. So we buy our properties on what we call a lease purchase. So a lease purchase simply means that, say, you and the seller are agreeing upon a price today. Really what you're doing is you're locking in their equity today. So if there's a mortgage on the house, you're locking in the difference between what you agreed upon for the price and what the mortgage balance is today. You're then going to take over any and all responsibilities of the property. So like I said, if there's a mortgage, you're taking over the mortgage payment, the taxes, the insurance, any and all future repairs, any and all responsibilities during your contract. And then at the end of a time frame, which you agree upon, so the length of a term, you'll then cash them out.
Okay. So
that's how you buy it. And then when you sell it, you're then selling it to a rent-to-own buyer. So somebody that needs time in order to become mortgage ready. When you sell that property, you're selling the property, number one, on a premium because our buyers, need time in order to become mortgage ready, so they'll buy the property at a premium. So you'll be collecting a non-refundable deposit that's going to be coming off the top of the purchase price from the tenant buyer. You're also going to be able to create a spread every month, so the difference between the expenses and what you're collecting from rent from the tenant buyer. And then on the back end, so that'd be payday number two is the spread every month. And then on the back end, you're getting the benefit of principal pay down on the house because you've locked in the equity at the beginning. So that will, of course, over the length of term, the principal will go down on the mortgage. You'll be creating more equity on the back end. Plus, typically, there's still going to be some leftover of premium. So payday number one, non-refundable deposit. Payday number two, spread every month. And payday number three would be the principal pay down plus the additional equity or premium that you had on the house when they actually go and close.
Got it. Okay. And then I imagine it's a matter of identifying on the front end which houses, which homes to approach and say, hey, and what is typically the criteria there? How are you identifying the acquisition targets?
Yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily it's associated with the actual property. I think we're really more targeting the actual person, the seller.
Okay.
Because we buy differently, right? So this isn't like your cookie cutter. We're going to wholesale. We're just going to buy it for less and sell for a little more, and then mm-hmm. we're done. Or a realtor who's going to list it and then move on after they sell it. What we're looking for is sellers that are looking for to maximize the return on their property, so they don't need their equity today and have the ability to wait, so they can lock in a higher price or get more net profit out of it because they're not using a realtor. We're not necessarily negotiating on price, so they're not getting skimped. So we can buy it at full market value. So someone who's looking to get the most out of their house, or that's one way. Another person would be someone who's going to, if they sell traditionally today, they're going to be coming out of pocket. So let's say they sell roughly about what they owe, or if they involve a realtor, they're coming out of pocket. So we can help somebody break even and not come out of pocket. Somebody that maybe is slightly in arrears, hasn't hit the foreclosure process or anything yet, but we're able to catch them up and there's equity in the property. We're really typically more or less looking for a particular seller. And we can do that because we have a particular script. So it's calling on these properties, speaking in depth with the seller, finding out the current status of not only them, but the equity in the property or the finances associated with the property. And then really it's then crafting up deals or options that can help a win-win situation.
Got it. Okay. So if somebody's in arrears and you talk about getting them caught back up, how does that, do I have to have a sum of money that I can take to manage the existing debt, or how does that work?
Sure. So there's a couple ways that you can approach that. Say they're in arrears, but it's only a couple months, right? You could take that property under contract. You could go find your buyer. Once your buyer gives you a non-refundable deposit, you can then catch up the property and you just take part of that non-refundable deposit and you put it towards the house, and now you take control of the property.
Okay.
So you can do that without using the buyer's money.
Mm-hmm.
You could also, especially if you got a bunch of deals going on, as deals cash out, now you have some reserves left from the property, left from other deals, you can implement that cash into that deal. The last one is you could put your own money up if you so choose to, as long as there's enough. As long as the deal makes sense. I wouldn't do that unless there was a large amount of equity involved in the property. So as soon as I took over that property, I knew that I had a good back end that was going to, you know, substantially pay out. But yeah, it's a great way to acquire properties, as you can help out a seller who's in need of debt relief. And you have the ability to, you know, craft up an option that can certainly help with that. And now you also get to place a buyer on the property who wanted to become a homeowner, and you create a win-win for everyone.
Got it. Yeah, I can definitely see value, certainly, for everybody involved. And I just have to imagine that it gets a lot easier once you are sort of in the rhythm of doing this and you understand how the process works, but more so you have a pool of potential buyers, right?
Yeah. So yeah, of course, as soon as you're in a rhythm and you have your systems and processes set up and you've done a couple deals, your beliefs there, you know, you have this nice rhythm going on. Yeah, it makes getting deals a lot easier. Plus, you filled up your funnel, right? A lot of people on other aspects of real estate investing, like wholesaling, it's let's build a buyer's list first and then you acquire deals. We actually build our buyer's list by acquiring deals because you have all these buyers that are calling in to purchase this one property, and then you only have one property, or let's say you only have a couple, so then they get put on your buyer's list. So yes, as soon as you have a couple properties, you can then massively market it to a larger list. Your deals will probably go a little faster. But as far as just what it really takes in this business too, is there's probably a 90 to 180 day learning curve. I would say on average, just to set the expectation. And really that has to do a lot with the front end, and that's talking to sellers and acquiring properties. Once you have that front end, the funnel filled and your front end maximized, then the selling the properties and acquiring properties becomes a lot easier.
Got it. Yeah, from my experience with so many things in life, it's usually going to take a little bit longer than we hope or expected. So, well,
absolutely.
And obviously there's a million different reasons, but people who aren't successful at it, why do they fail?
It's expectation, just exactly what you just said. They're not willing to commit for a longer period of time without seeing great results. When, especially if you're brand new into real estate, I mean, you not only have to learn this niche, but you also have to understand the real estate market and also acquire, you know, skills as being an entrepreneur, which if you're used to working, you know, in a corporation, then you don't acquire all the skills that you need to be an entrepreneur, like selling skills, you know, people skills, things like that. So it's just the learning curve is probably a little longer than people expect. So expectations wise, if you're not, some people just give you 90 days and give up, right? So could you just imagine though, because this happens to us on occasion, it's imagine if you raised a bunch of funds. So you got a new company about to build a company, you raised a bunch of funds and your investors came in and you just said, hey, I'm going to give it like 90 days and then I'll just give it a try.
Right.
You know, the investors would think you are crazy, but some people come to us and they're just like, well, I'm going to give it like 90 days. Well, that doesn't make any sense. You should really have like a 3-year scope and say, okay, I'm just going to learn the initial steps. As soon as I have that, I'm going to get into a rhythm, like you said, and now I'm going to be able to start building this business. So even if I don't get a deal done in the first, say, 90 days or 180 days, you know that you've acquired those skills now that are going to be able to eventually get you deals in the future, which on average, and this is on our average, it's roughly about $75,000 per deal. They could be less in lower areas, or they could be more in higher end areas. But, you know, all three paydays, $75,000, you know, that's more than a lot of people's salary. So you can imagine if it just takes you a whole year to get one deal done. It's crazy to me.
Got it. So on average, if I was tracking at one deal a month, it would be $75,000 a month?
It wouldn't be $75,000 a month because this is going to be coming over, say, on average, it's a 3-year term.
Got it.
So you'd be acquiring like payday number one, which is non-refundable deposit, once a month. And then you would then be getting money. So you get money now, and then you'd be getting money throughout each month because you're collecting a spread. And as you take on more deals, the spreads continue to increase, right? Your monthly cash flow. And then now in the future, you're starting to have deals that are going to be paying out or cashing out in, say, 36 months. So as you acquire more deals, you're actually starting to build this massive wealth on the back end. But yeah, it's you're really setting yourself up so one day you can actually take your foot off the treadmill and you know that you're going to have these deals cashing out in the future without actually adding any more properties.
Love it. Excellent. Well, Zach, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I would really say, and this doesn't really have to do with real estate, I would say the difference between, you know, somebody that's successful and somebody that's not successful is what I just was saying there. And I think it's really getting a mentor that you can follow, I would say blindly, but you can put the blinders on as someone that you trust and you know that's going to get you there because they've proven it. I could tell you each and every time that I've had a mentor in my life has propelled more quickly than if I didn't. Because you know you're constantly reaching and trying to accomplish those goals, and they're guiding you. So, the if you want to accelerate your life, get a mentor, especially someone that you trust.
Well, that is definitely great stuff. Certainly gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Zach, thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Yeah, so I'd love to give you guys our free Amazon best-selling book. You all know it's my father-in-law, Chris's name on the cover. We actually have another book coming out in May as well, which I'd love to get you guys in the future as well. But it's called Real Estate on Your Terms. I want to give it to you absolutely free. And you can get that by going to this website. It's free, SRECbook.com. That's free, smart real estate coach book.com. Free, SRECbook.com. No shipping, no handling, no nothing. It's absolutely free on us. Just give us your address and we'll ship it out to you. That book will teach you a heck of a lot, and it'll also let you know how to get involved in it with our family, and also teach you kind of how we do it as a family and grow and scale businesses.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Zach your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Get a copy of the book, free, SRECbook.com, and I will list that in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Zach.
Thank you very much, George. I appreciate your time, and Savage Nation, thanks for having me on.
All right, and until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.